Hello.
Hey, Danielle, it's Tina again from Local Splash. I got
a
message
Tina,
that
you
were trying
you?
To reach me. I'm good. Yeah.
I talked to my mom, and here's the situation, Tina. My mom right now is staying in Portland with my
Girl,
Tacoma, Washington, actually, or Penelope. I don't know how to say those crazy towns, but whatever. She's over there. And she really is, my brother's house is residential, so she really doesn't have an office, but she does do phone readings. So we wanted to maybe do the click thing and advertise her there in Tacoma and there in Seattle with like a 24-hour like phone reading special that she'll accept Zelle and she'll accept Cash App for payment, and kind of market her more like not a psychic line, but more that she does phone reading services. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
Because she doesn't really have a proper place to bring anybody. And if she makes an appointment ahead of time, she probably could do that. But, like, she can't take walk-ins like I do. So that's why I'm thinking. And then I didn't know either, and I'm jumping around on you, if we added walk-ins welcome on my ad. On my click.
Yeah, we can do that. I mean, I can definitely add it to my notes. I'll do that. I'll put add walk-ins welcome. I think that that's a good strategy. Now, for your mom, in order to do the pay-per-click, she has to have a website. Does she have a website yet?
I don't believe she has a website or Google since she's moved.
Okay, so if she wanted to do that $449 package that I was talking about earlier, I could include the website for her, and she can use your brother's address in order to get listed on Google, but they would just hide the address. So she would show up as, you know, a psychic reader in Tacoma, Washington, or whatever the state is, or whatever the city was that you were saying. But the actual street address would be blocked out. But that way we can use the website to run the ads, and she can do phone readings and, you know, the whole nine yards.
Okay, so what I might do is text you her number and you give her a call tomorrow.
Yeah, I would definitely do that. I'll call her tomorrow.
Yeah, because she's going to talk to my brother and my sister because they know those areas. I don't. I've never been there. So they'll know where they want her to target. And then you can let her know price range and all the stuff that you could do. And then she'll tell you, because she doesn't know how to do anything. She's not tech savvy at all. So you can probably have you guys do everything for her. But, yeah, and you could explain to her the process and all of that. And then I think she's ready to go tomorrow because she really wants to get it up and going. To get everything started. Let me give you her number. Hold on.
Okay. So I'll put her number in. Yep, go ahead.
Okay, it is 253.
Okay.
353.
Uh-huh.
0727.
Okay, and then her name?
Her name is Christina, and she also goes by Tina. That's why when you answered, it was
funny.
Oh,
how
funny. She goes by,
Yeah, and I'm officially Tina, and people ask me all the time, is it Christina or is it Tina Marie? Or they always want to add something to it. I'm like, no, my parents just said Tina. They didn't add anything to it. But, okay, so I'll follow up with her in the morning, and then if she signs up once she's been on board for 30 days, you'll get a free month of your basic package. So that $149 portion of your program would be free for a month because you referred her. So I'll put a note in here, too, that, you know, I'll apply that for you, you know, once she signs up.
Yeah, there is a time difference. You're on the West Coast, right?
Yeah, we're in the same time as Washington because it's 3:22 here right now.
Isn't that great in the morning?
Okay.
Because she gets physical therapy and stuff. So I would think, like, lunchtime would probably be better.
Okay. I'll call her after lunchtime then just to be safe. Aw, bless her heart. She's getting physical therapy. Is she in any pain or no?
She was in a car accident. That's why she's at my brother. And she actually splits her time from, like, a rehab. And she's not really at my brother completely now. So this is why she's back and forth, so she doesn't have exact locations. So that's why the phone works for her, because wherever she's at, she could do her readings.
Got it. Okay, that's good. Yeah. Well, I'm happy that she, I mean, it sounds like she's on the mend. It just might take some time. But, yeah, doing the readings to kind of keep some income coming in would definitely help her. So I'll call her tomorrow around 12:30-ish or something like that. And then if you happen to talk to her tonight, just kind of preface it and let her know that I'll be calling, okay?
Sounds good, my dear.
All right. Thank you so much, Danielle. Have a good evening.
You
thank you. Bye-bye.